Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Jaime Moore said crews continue to make progress against the Boyle Heights warehouse fire, but have had to devote significant effort to figuring out how to fight the blaze within the warehouse's complex layout.
Fire activity has continued to decrease throughout the day. Heavy equipment operators are systematically removing sections of the exterior walls, which is allowing our firefighters to direct water streams into previously inaccessible areas of the building and extinguish the remaining spots of fire and the pockets where those fires are. As suppression efforts continue to make, we will continue to make progress. Smoke conditions in the surrounding areas have improved significantly, and we expect that trend to continue as we advance forward.
The blaze broke out last Wednesday afternoon at a 500,000 square foot cold storage facility, starting on a solar paneled rooftop. The building's operator, Lineage Logistics, believe it began while contractors were testing out the solar array. The facility is essentially one giant freezer with insulated walls and roofing, holding roughly 75,000 pallets of food in aisles 600 feet long and more than 50 feet tall. A layout fire crews say has made the fight extremely difficult. A pressurized ammonia line was also damaged early on, releasing the chemical before it was contained. After being largely put out last week, on Friday the fire flared up again, with flames burning through sections of the roof. A shelter-in-place order for nearby residents that had been issued twice was lifted for a second time on Friday, though a smoke advisory stayed in effect. Crews have used water-dropping helicopters, which is a rarely used tactic in structure fires, and have been cautious about sending firefighters inside some sections, citing concerns the roof's structural integrity was compromised by the fire. Moore said crews are closely monitoring the risk of structural failure.
When are we going to get firefighters inside? I don't know that we'll ever get firefighters inside, because the entire roof has been compromised and it is sitting on top of those 65-foot towers. Now, these 65-foot rows, imagine going to Costco or any other large convenience store, Home Depot, any of those that have the large racks. Imagine the ceiling sitting down on top of those racks. It's extremely dangerous, and I don't foresee ever putting our firefighters in that type of danger. Keep in mind, traditional fires of this magnitude have killed firefighters on a routine basis.
The fire chief said if progress continues, it could be out by the end of the week. Meanwhile, air quality has been a constant concern throughout the fire's progress. It's ranged from unhealthy to very unhealthy across Los Angeles County, the San Gabriel Valley, and parts of San Bernardino County since Saturday. East LA and Boyle Heights are expected to keep feeling the effects in the near term. A few nearby schools have temporarily relocated activities as a precaution. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said the city has distributed thousands of masks and air purifiers and opened two shelters for residents needing relief from the smoke.
I know Angelenos all across the city are concerned as they see and smell the smoke, and of course the concern is particularly acute here on the east side. We know that Angelenos who are especially sensitive, including those who have asthma or other heart and lung disease, and those who are elderly, should limit their time outdoors and wear a mask if needed. Smoke is smoke, and any smoke exposure can cause temporary irritation of the eyes, nose, throat, and lungs. Please run your air purifier inside if you are in the impacted neighborhood.
Bass declared a state of emergency last week, and California Governor Gavin Newsom declared his own state of emergency over the air quality, directing state agencies to support local response efforts and help protect public health and safety. Officials say once the fire is fully out, crews face another challenge, removing an estimated 85 million pounds of spoiled food from inside. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.